It's been a slow start for a benevolent effort in Pelham, but the organizers are hopeful that things will change once the word gets out. As of February 13, St. Alexander Catholic Church in Fonthill, located at 50 Pelham Town Square near the corner of Station Street, has been offering a free breakfast to those in need, and also anyone simply wanting companionship. Sadly, for the initial 2 days, no one has shown up. We are aware that some members of our Fonthill community are dealing with financial stress, due in part to rising food costs, said Paula Medeiros, the parish organizer of the program. St. Alexander's has joined the outreach effort already happening in Fonthill, sensitive to the needs of the most vulnerable among us. Primarily on a takeaway basis, the breakfast is available Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., in the parish hall. Some 50 volunteers have signed up to staff the program, and many others have donated food items. Holy Trinity Anglican Church in Welland shared information on their meal program, where they are feeding 80 to 100 a day, said Medeiros, and we have simply copied their formula. Breakfast consists of coffee, juice, a piece of fruit, and a hot English muffin with ham, cheese, and an egg. On Tuesday morning, parishioners Andrea, Kathy, and Antonio were on hand for kitchen preparation, serving, and cleanup. But given no visiting diners, there was little to do. My wife volunteered me, said Antonio with a laugh, who is married to Paula. Father Paul McNeil was the catalyst for the program, said Medeiros. Father McNeil arrived at St. Alexander in August of 2022, when we were just coming out of the pandemic, said Medeiros. Father saw the opportunity to do some good in the local area. He has instilled some new energy in the parish, and wants to broaden the social outreach. It's important for the community to know that we are there for them, said McNeil. Even relatively affluent areas like Fonthill have families in need. It's clear that many people are struggling. It's part of our mission as Christians to demonstrate God's love. We have a beautiful church with a modern kitchen and dining facilities. After talking with a lot of people, we saw a place for this program in the local community. And it's not simply about physical nourishment. If someone is feeling lonely, a bit depressed, they can come over to have a coffee and some fellowship. McNeil was raised in St. Catharines, and attended Dennis Morris for his high school years. He was ordained as a Roman Catholic priest in 1999, having returned to seminary after dropping out earlier in his life. I kind of left the faith for a while, and traveled the world, searching for a sense of purpose, he said. I decided to do some volunteer work in Calcutta in 1992, and by chance, was introduced to Mother Teresa, who convinced me to return to the church. She was a tremendous woman, and worthy of sainthood, in my opinion. She told me, a vocation in the church is a beautiful gift from God. If you want to achieve great things, do small things with great love. I'm hoping in my own priesthood to share that message. St. Alexander has about 450 families registered in its parish, with 350 people attending Mass on any given weekend. The current church was constructed in 2001, replacing an older sanctuary around the corner. McNeil has a strong connection with St. Alexander's Catholic school next door to the church, and visits several times each week. The schoolchildren also walk to the church to attend Mass one day each week. When he's not tending to the needs of his flock, you can usually find Father McNeil between the pipes at a hockey arena. He even has a jersey with the words, Holy Goalie, emblazoned on the front. I play goal for the Flying Fathers in various exhibition games, and also with some local groups a couple times each week, said McNeil. The Flying Fathers hockey team, composed entirely of Roman Catholic priests, was founded in 1963, and has played in charity fundraising games across North America. Both McNeil and Medeiros are confident that the breakfast program will take flight once news of its existence spreads throughout Pelham. There is absolutely no judgment, and we won't turn anyone away, said Medeiros. We're coming at this with open arms and full hearts.